Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Welcome to the Noise of Carpet, celebrating indie noises of the 90s, post-wave gems, and some new ones too. This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
We're going to get right into it today and head straight into Frank Black. And we do have a guest host today, so we'll come in a few minutes and introduce you to him. Thanks for hanging around. This is the Noise of Carpet, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Metro Vancouver, Canada. Yeah, put it on the wrong side, so we'll get back to it now. This is Los Angeles from Frank Black, 1993.
Sailing and shoring, dancing the bit I can down, making the foreign, oh yeah.
Ah, yeah. Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Okay, we're just setting up here. I think I've got everything. Great show, Todd. Another great Blurred Crusade.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Where are the headphones here? Need some headphones. Oh, there we go. That's better. So today is a special day because we have a guest two guests in. Dave and Daryl from the UK are here, and they're regular listeners to the Noise of Carpet, like yourself. Yourselves, and they're going to be programming the show today. So that's great. So welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Mike. Pleasure to be here.
Okay, I think that's working. Yeah, thanks for flying in. So what's the reason for coming to Canada in the last little while?
Well, just basically catching up with family and friends, breathing in the World Cup spirit, catching the fan zones downtown in Vancouver. Yeah, so I'm here for a couple of weeks. I'm 1 week in. And awesome. Loving the weather, so yeah, great to be here.
Well, yeah, it's good so far. And have you seen some games in the fan zone, or did you go to the P&E? Or
yeah, we walked around Yale Town, Granville, and that part of the city. Okay. We're going to go to the P&E site in the coming days as well. So yeah, catching the matches as we go.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I heard that the arch is very good, and there's a couple of options there too if it's full. So and Daryl, how are you? Are you welcome to Vancouver? What do you think of Vancouver?
Yeah, definitely different from London, but the weather's nice and the nature's definitely a nice change of pace.
Oh, yeah, from London. Yeah, not so busy, eh?
Not as busy.
Yeah, a little bit more relaxed. Okay, that's good. So welcome. So Daryl's got a choice halfway through the set. He's going to introduce a song for us. And so so why don't we get to business, Dave? What's the first song that you have ready here?
I believe you got Cynic by Ötzien lined up.
Yeah. That's right.
Bay City Band lasted only one EP, but there's been a resurgence with the dream pop movement and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, good to see them back. Apparently they released a track last year, so hopefully there'll be a resurrection. So
very good.
Hopefully you'll like this. So
yeah, no,
what are you, Mike?
Yep, yeah, for sure. And I picked it up on your recommendation. I picked it up the last time I was in the UK at Rough Trade East. So we do have it on vinyl today. So this is Ötzien.
Ötzien.
And the song is called Scenic on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca. Noise of Carpet, thanks for listening. We're here for another 51 minutes.
listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
We'll be right back.
There's Slow Fiction on, and that's a preview for the next song. That's Slow Fiction on Noise of Carpet on CGSF 90.1 FM in Vancouver. That song was Junior Year. Dave, tell me about Slow Fiction.
They're up-and-comers, been around since around 2000-ish. That track is will be a single on an upcoming album called Dollhouse.
Okay.
They're a London-based outfit.
Okay.
Sorry, these guys are in New York.
Oh, are they? Yeah, okay.
Influenced by
okay.
Interpol, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, that type of, credibility in the background.
With so, Strokes and Jonathan Fire Eater and that business?
Like, maybe not so much that, but, okay. I guess you kind of roll them up in one.
Okay.
But, yeah, definitely there. And obviously before that, we had Ride with Drive Blind back in 1990.
Wow.
And it probably wasn't called shoegaze at the time, but
no.
They're one of the they're one of the three that make the Holy Trinity. So we've heard them in MBV, and we'll hear the third sometime before the show ends.
Yeah, awesome. And the third from the Holy Trinity will be a newish song. I guess it's almost 10 years old now, but it's one of the show's favorite songs for sure. Ride, saw them open. Did I see them twice recently? Saw them open for Charlatans. And I think I saw them play with someone else. I don't know, but they're still good. They still sound pretty good. And and again, a lot of these older bands that come through town, Dave, some of them still have attitudes, and it's we're getting to an age where we don't really put up with that anymore. These guys don't have it. It seems like a nice bunch of dudes just playing music and having a good time and having a laugh.
Exactly,
so it's a difference these days.
Yeah. And I saw MBV back in November at Wembley Arena. Again, they just get on with it.
I bet there's no chit-chat.
No chit-chat, just music from the beginning, except when Shields wants some adjustments with the sound, because as you know,
and everything stops.
He's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
So, you have to tender with that. But that particular track that we listened to, if you take on board that the so-called noise towards the end of the track, that is called The Apocalypse in their concerts. And in the concerts, it goes on for at least 6 or 7 minutes.
That noisy bit at the end.
And that's how they conclude the show. but it's just, you know, their take on the wall of sound.
Yeah.
So it works.
Can you feel it going through your body?
Oh, yes. That's why earplugs are mandatory for an MBV concert.
Gotcha. I don't know if they're planning on coming through here or not, but I'm glad you went to that. That's fantastic. And did they play, were they up there for an hour and a half or 2 hours? Or
was it
a
short
set?
Yeah, okay, a good 90 minutes,
good.
I would say.
It seems like they're a band that will do the 42 minutes.
But they did the full thing, and I'm, you know, obviously they're getting on in years, but the energy's still there.
Mind you,
they do they're very particular about how many concerts they do in a year.
Right,
I think they did something at the Royal Albert for a couple of nights together with our friend from The Cure. He was
Robert Smith?
Yeah, he was
involved.
He was kind of curating it.
Oh, gotcha.
They were on the list of performers.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they do maybe 6 or 7 gigs. Maybe go out and do a festival. But I was lucky enough to catch some.
So the Canadian tour isn't going to happen.
You never know. Make some noise.
Yeah. Maybe we'll send an email.
Yeah.
Dear Kevin.